Thank you for joining me. My name is Tom Moses. Today I'd like to talk to you about understanding spill liability. Simply put, liability is another name for legal responsibility. And when it comes to liability, there are only two kinds: negligence and strict liability. Negligence is duty, breach, damages, and proximate cause. And strict liability is liability without regard to fault. All environmental liability is strict liability. So when it comes to spills, forget about breach of duty, damages, proximate cause, because environmental liability is strict liability. That is, it is liability without regard to fault. It doesn't matter that you didn't mean to have a spill. If there is a spill, you are responsible because of who you are, not what you did. If you own or operate a facility, if you own or operate a vehicle, if you place materials into transportation, those are things you do which create legal responsibility. Strict liability is created by a specific statute or law. For example, laws that say any person who releases shall be liable, or any person who owns or operates shall be liable. Any person who places into transportation shall be liable. It's that shall be liable language which tells you that the liability is strict, that it tells you that your legal responsibility is without regard to fault. And the environmental laws that create strict liability include federal DOT, US EPA, and a myriad of regulations which again create strict liability. Even local laws create strict liability. Statutes make transporters, spill generators, shippers, and facility operators liable. If you meet the statutory definition of a legally responsible party, then it doesn't matter that the spill wasn't your fault. You are responsible. That is, legally liable. Many statutes creating strict liability define the responsible party as the party who has care, custody, and control of the material at the time of release. This is often the definition of the spill generator: care, custody, and control. Defend yourself. The spill generator, with care, custody, and control, is legally liable or responsible to report, respond, remediate, and safely and legally dispose of spills. Specific business activities give rise to environmental liability or responsibility. For example, companies who operate warehouses, fueling facilities, maintenance and repair facilities are responsible to report spills. An accident or unintended release that results in a spill or hazard is an extraordinary occurrence for most companies. Spills of hazardous materials, diesel fuel, and other regulated substances are subject to a maze of environmental regulations. Control costs. Your companies are naturally concerned with costs. Damages are the costs associated with liability or legal responsibility. Damages arising from spills include costs related to response, reporting, remediation, and waste disposal, property damage and bodily injury arising from the spill, fines and penalties for failing to comply with reporting regulations, and of course, emergency services reimbursements. Response costs. Definitely review the service agreement if you're going to hire a cleanup contractor. Make sure you understand the terms and conditions. Make sure you understand the scope of work. Include contractors in your contingency plan. Make sure that you know who your contractors are in advance of a loss, and that you have time to establish terms and conditions before you need a contractor to respond. When you receive an invoice, request work logs, which detail labor, equipment, materials, and disposal. And request options. If your contractor recommends transportation, out-of-state, for incineration, ask if there's a nearby disposal option, perhaps bioremediation. Request separate quotes for disposal and transportation. That is, keep them separate. One company can provide disposal, another company can provide transportation. Think about third-party claims. Those are claims which arise from adjoining property owners or other people who feel they may have been damaged or injured by your spill. Identify and contact property owners. Consider pre-existing conditions. Is this the first time there's ever been a spill at this location? What was this location used for in the past? Was this a dry cleaner? Was this a fueling facility? Or has this always been a lumberyard? Investigate the business activities at the site. And remember to consider environmental impairment, liability, and citizen suits. Environmental impairment and citizen suits are laws or mechanisms which allow citizens or adjoining property owners or the public to bring action against you for a spill. Every person has a property interest in the environment and as a result can bring a lawsuit for damage to the environment. Fines and penalties are an important consideration. Local, state, and federal fines and penalties arise for failing to comply not only with reporting regulations, but having the release itself can give rise to a fine or penalty, and failing to report the release can give rise to a separate fine or penalty. And each day of noncompliance, that is, each day you don't report, is a separate and continuing violation. So if you have a spill on Monday, and each day is a penalty for $25,000, and you don't report the spill for 3 days, each day is a separate and continuing violation, your penalty will be $75,000. Emergency services reimbursements. Emergency services reimbursements are the charges or invoices that you receive from a fire department or municipal hazmat agency. When you receive an invoice from a fire department, check the invoice for math errors. Also, check the local ordinance and state law for reimbursable items and amounts. It's important to get a copy of the ordinance or law with the reimbursement demand because you want to make sure that the ordinance is not a mutual aid ordinance, which creates a billing procedure among and between municipalities, but is a true emergency services reimbursement ordinance, a law that makes you, the spill generator, liable or responsible to the fire department to pay the invoice. Make sure that you are the spill generator. If there's a release of material from a vehicle, make sure that it's your vehicle that had the release. Document all actions. Nearly 30,000 federal, state, and local jurisdictions across the U.S. require incident reports from spill generators. Spill generators who are unprepared quickly end up with major expenses for response, remediation, disposal, and third-party liability claims. So act now to avoid penalties for failing to immediately notify by telephone and complete incident reports on time. To prepare, get access. Have a 24/7 call center with online spill reporting capability. Look for online contingency planning tools and resources. Find nationwide emergency response and contractor referral systems. Local, state, and federal regulatory reporting and compliance information makes all the difference in the world. For more information, visit us online at spillcenter.com or phone 978-568-1922. I'm at extension 222. Or you can send me an email. tmoses@spillcenter.com.